Blog Talk Radio.
Know Jesus with me, Jesus, every day. That right? I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day. I know Jesus with me. Every I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day.
Yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D. G-O-D, God on deck. G-O-D, respect the king. He's Lord of lords and king of kings. We lift him high, yeah, now I mean. I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gon' do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, respect is due. Father, have your way. Never stay on the path that you pay. We know that God is with us. Yes, Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain. Enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the lion and the lamb.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day.
Tricking people. He acting like he winning, he weak. Couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's warrior. Spiritual warfare for show. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God's still with me, we fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day.
Jesus got all power and all authority too. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on. Look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best. He sent his son here blessed. No need to stress. I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He's missing the tooth. The truth.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We're going to do this one a little different. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to do this broadcast a little different. Today's broadcast topic, the subject is tenfold. Yeah, tenfold. Yeah, we don't fight humans, but we do fight. Hashtag real war. And the war actually started before the broadcast, like right before the broadcast. You see what I'm saying? Started is when I got involved in this war right here. You know what I'm talking about? But so we just going to do this broadcast a little different. You know what I mean? It's popped off, and then we still going to pop it off. Yeah, Satan is a dirty scoundrel. That's what I heard in the spirit say, a old dirty scoundrel. He tried to trip you up. You know what I'm saying? He don't fight fair. You know what I'm saying? But God ain't going to be outdone. You see what I'm saying? So I got some scriptures that I'm about to read, and I got two songs that I'm about to play. You see what I'm saying? And they talking about some real stuff. And, you know, I have to be transparent and authentic. That's why we have to stop and don't do this as usual. I got to be transparent and authentic and not perverted. Okay? So I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to let you know that I'm somebody who is not perfect, somebody who messes up. But I also confess up. Yeah. See, we have to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. So we have to confess up when we mess up. We got a flesh body, a sinful nature. You see what I'm saying? And then we have a spiritual nature. And they fight every day. And that's a war going on inside of us. Then we got war going on out here. That's why I say real war. So I got to be transparent and let you know that, yeah, I'm wretched too. And this is for all the wretched folks. You know what I'm talking about? This right here is for all, calling all wretched ones. Yeah, calling all the wretched folks. Yeah, hold on. Let me invite some more people. I'm calling all wretched people. Letting you know, yeah, wretched, same thing. Yeah, the Bible calls it wretched. We call ourselves wretched these days. Yeah, we know. Yeah, that's what I'm calling all wretched right now. So I can be transparent and let you know that no matter how wretched or wretched you are, no matter how many times you mess up, you can always confess up. Yeah, God knows everything about us. He knows our thoughts before they come in our head. So everything right here, we just going to flip it around and put the knock them down. The Joshua's Wall segment, the God versus the Issues of Life segment, we just going to put that up here in the front. You know, we're going to put that up here in the front of the broadcast. And that, believe it or not, that's going to lead into the praise and the worship and everything. Okay? So we're going to do it like this here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play these songs, and then we're going to come back. Yeah, this is calling. I'm calling all the wretched folks now. Calling all wretched. If you know somebody that's ratchet, tell them to tune in right, Queezy. Yeah, right quick. Tell them to tune in over here to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Calling all wretched folks, this next segment is for the wretched, the undone ones. And, hey, the solution is, you know, this is the whole part. He ain't just going to leave you wretched. He know you're wretched, but the solution is we got hope in Christ. Yeah, we got to add God to the equation. Got to bring God to the scene. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. So, yeah, calling all wretched folks, this next segment is for us. I ain't going to say for you. I'm going to put myself in there. I'm in there. Calling all wretched folks. Yeah, God does not condemn you, especially when you're in him. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Yeah, the devil don't stop when he trip you up. You know what I'm saying? Try to trip you up, whatever. Yeah, we still hashtagging crushing Satan up in here. Hashtag crush Satan. We still crushing Satan. Yeah, the God of the one that's in us, he's the one that's crushing Satan. I feel like preaching right now. Yeah, I told you I got to be transparent and authentic. I understand the scripture. I take it personal where it says that we all sinned and fall short or come short of the glory. We fall short of his glory. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He's the only one who can look in your life and tell you that you got this right but you got this wrong. And if you got that wrong, you're wrong for all of it. So I'm about to play that song. Next song I'm about to play is going to be by the homie Bizzle called Falling Down. Then I'm going to play another song by the homie Seven called Blow My High. Okay? So we're going to play that. Then I'm going to read the scriptures. We'll come back, read the scriptures. Then we're going to go back out, listen to some worship music, get in this worship, and we're going to go on from there. So I just appreciate y'all allowing me this segment for us. You know what I'm saying? To be real and transparent. I'm going to play these songs, and I'm going to come back and do my part, too. Okay? Appreciate you being here. This is When the Hip-Hop Meets the Christ, 10-4. That's the name of this broadcast. We're going to get into that in a minute, but right now we're on this ratchet. It's ratchet. Ratchet.
On the beat, boy. Man, I know we all fall down. I'm wondering how much too much. Stumble on the same life, not new stuff. I just wanna get up and stay off the ground. They say you win some, lose some. If I had it my way, I wouldn't lose none. He did not make me a loser. What happened when this thing get repetitive? All week I've been getting hella wins. Last night, thank God for deliverance. Just woke up into the elegance. I know that God got the medicine. I gotta let it in. I gotta. But what if I never win? What if I never win? I'm supposed to have the victory. Why do I let Satan get to me? Father, promise you do this for me. Cause I keep falling. I keep falling. But yet I'm still calling. I'll keep calling. No, I'm still all in. Lord, I'm all in. So if I keep falling, then I'll keep falling on you. How many times can I keep slipping? I need a reconditioned mind. Could it be an addiction I have? And who gets to choose where to draw the line? I just wanna be obedient, God. Grace and mercy, I'm in need of it, God. I believe it if you speak into God. But could you help my unbelief in it, God? And I know you ain't bring me this far to leave me here beaten, scarred. Complete what you started in me, I'ma need you to keep me, Lord. I'm supposed to have the victory. Why do I let Satan get to me? Father, promise you do this for me. Cause I keep falling. I keep falling, but yet I'm still calling. I'll keep calling, just know I'm still all in. Lord, I'm all in. So if I keep falling, then I'll keep falling.
Learning the scriptures, yeah. but I'm twisting up and burning this wisher, yeah. I'm hurting and I don't know why, yeah. Feel free to blow my high, yeah. And I sink deeper in till I can't sleep or grin, and I can't even swim, but the tide keeps on rising. Horizons are bleak for the guy. They mistreat him, deceive him, they cheat and they lie, sink they teeth in and leech him. These leeches are bleeding him dry, but he gives and he shares, and he lives like he cares, but he lives in despair. So he is in the lair of depression. It lessens his will, and I'm guessing it will be the reason this evening he's leaving this planet. He is stranded on the Titanic and manically depressed, and so yes, he needs help reaching out, thinking about bringing death to himself, but he questions himself. I've been off since a child, feeling lost, feeling awfully nauseous and foul. This is awkward, but Lord, can we talk for a while? I can't front, I am drunk. Am I not still your child? Hear me out. I know I should be reading the Bible, yeah, but instead I'm bleeding this bottle, yeah. The road's dark and my feet's on the throttle, feeding my sorrow with each swallow, uh-oh. I know I should be learning the scriptures, yeah, but I'm twisting up and burning this wisher, yeah. I'm hurting and I don't know why. Feel free to blow my high, yeah. Lord, my mood's so disgusting. This suffering's just an excuse to keep using, abusing these substances. Subsequently, I give up being free. What was valuable now is worth nothing to me. Is there nothing to me that's worth quitting for? Isn't your spirit abundant? My fear is redundant. I'm numb, but I'm done. Give me freedom, please come quick. Meet you with your feet and take my seat in your sonship. I'm depleted and dumb, sick, I need healing, willing to do anything, including not chilling with people I run with. So come with your comfort, your son's hurt, working me urgently, cause it is absurd how I turn from thee. Yeah, cause you're the greatest high I've ever known, more popping than vodka and methadone medicine. You're more than a molly, you're doper than duff, your Holy Ghost is so potent, I'm soaking it up. I know I should be reading the Bible, yeah, but instead I'm bleeding this bottle, yeah. The road's dark and my feet's on the throttle, feeding my sorrow with each swallow, uh-oh. I know I should be learning the scriptures, yeah, but I'm twisting up and burning this wisher, yeah. I'm hurting and I don't know why. Feel free to blow my high, I need you.
This one for you. Yeah, that's right. This one for you. This is for all the wretched folks, all the no good people, the ones that be messing up. But now we know the other part, we be confessing up. You see what I'm saying? We don't just mess up and get depressed, but we mess up and we confess up to God. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. But yeah, we on this. We changed up the whole outline and everything, really. We changed up the day that we go on. We're a day ahead of when we usually go on. You know what I'm saying? Got something going on this weekend. But we put in the Joshua's Wall segment in the front of the broadcast. And like I said, this is all a part of the Joshua's Wall, the knock them down. Yeah, God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans, that part of the broadcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to bring you out victorious. That's what we're doing. We put that part in the front of this broadcast. We usually do that later on during the broadcast, but we put it in the front, and it's going to lead us all the way into, you know, worship and everything. Okay? So thank you for allowing me to be transparent and authentic before you and before God. See, I understand I'm God conscious and I'm conscious that man watching, but I understand that I ain't here to please man, though. Yeah. I'm not here to please man. So, yeah, man, when you mess up, confess up. Trying to get it right. Hold on. Yeah, so when you mess up, even after you're born again, see, some people don't, they like to front and flex and act like they are perfect. See, being righteous with God, being right with God, you got to have the righteousness of God. Okay, now God marks you down as perfect. Okay, you perfect. But that doesn't mean you getting everything right, like perfect, that we understand it. Perfect. We always get it right. Now, God will work everything out for our good. Now, he does do that. He works everything out for our good. Yeah, this is all a part of this broadcast. It's all tied in, so let's get into it. Yeah, because we don't fight humans, but we do fight. Hashtag real war. We got a real enemy. And you got the enemy is tied all up into your sinful nature. That's how evil this is, and that's how real this war is. Yeah, the enemy is he tied up into your sinful nature or your flesh nature. He caters to your flesh nature, your sin nature, right? Makes it feel good, real good, sound good, look good, taste good, smell good. You know, all that, whatever it is that you get into, whatever the way it is that you need to lay down. Me too, I'm in there. We being transparent. You see what I'm saying? Even Paul wrote he was wretched. We're going to get them scriptures in a few minutes. The things that I don't want to do, that's what I find myself doing. The things that I want to do, I find myself falling short on them and don't do it. Like, what in the world? This is all in your Bible. That's why we being transparent. The two songs, you heard it. Bizzle, we falling down, seven, you blow my high. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what I mean? Oh, Ace is right here being transparent right now, letting you know even before the broadcast came on. Because I'm asking Father, like, okay, I done tripped. But he's like, hey, man, I already, you know, made the way. Before you even tripped, I already told you what to do because I was in the Word, and he already let me know. So even when it came out of nowhere, the trip up came, and I know it was coming, but see, God, he already let me know from the beginning. And that's what God does. He'll enlarge your territory, enlarge your steps, so you'll still, even when you fall or stumble, you still follow the path. And I don't have to call out the sins. We all know what sins are, and we all know what we struggle with. And please make sure the thing is that you're struggling against or fighting against sin. Fighting against the sinful nature, because that's what Satan caters to. And sin is what God hates. And God loves us and wants to be close to us. But the thing about it, you got to understand and be real and know that God knows everything about us. Everything. He knows our thoughts even before they come into our head. That's why we need to get closer to God and keep it real with God, man. I'm telling you, for real. Because that's the one who we got to give an account to. It'll take the pressure off of life out here like that. Knowing that somebody who is greater than life, than the life we living on this earth, but he is the life. He is the beginning. He is the end. That's who we need. Okay? So let me read this right here, this scripture, to let you know that there's nobody here that's perfect. Even the people that wrote the scriptures, we ain't got to look at the modern day people that mess up, but y'all need to, you know, have mercy on them too. Because, you know, we all mess up. But the thing about it is you got to recover after that. Confess up. Nobody's perfect. We all in a sinful body, and the world caters to it. Satan caters it to it through the world, should I say. All right, so Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16 says, for a just man falls seven times. A just man falls seven times, but it don't stop there. Just know, letting you know, he falls seven times. A just man, okay? A just person falls seven times. And then it says, and rises up again, though. That's the thing. You got to get back up. You got to recover. Yeah. Fall seven times, rise back up, though. Rises up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. They're not rising back up. They're going to fall into mischief. The wicked, there's no rest for them. Yeah, God wants the wicked to repent. Because the wicked going to be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. So the wicked got to remember God. All they got to do is remember God. But it's so hard for them. But we dealing with the wretched people right now. The just person is still wretched because Proverbs 24, verse 16 says, for a just man falls seven times and rises up again. A just person falls seven times. So don't be thinking that, yeah, I'm always on my feet. Yeah, that's because God working it out for you good now. Because his words say that we all have sinned and fall or come short. You still come short of his glory. So a just man falls seven times and rises up again. That's why a person can't save you. A human being cannot save you. But God, as a human being and 100% God at the same time, can save you. He is the life. He is the beginning and the end. He is also the author and finisher of our faith. All right? So a just man falls seven times. I mean, he's not just. You better watch out how you're talking about him and how you're dealing with him when he's falling. Because the Bible already knows. God already knows. A just person falls seven times and rises up again, though. That's the thing. He don't just stay falling. He rises up again. But the wicked shall fall straight up into mischief. Mm-hmm. The wicked. It's the difference between the wicked and the wretched. Okay? Let's get in some more scriptures about this wretchedness. Okay? And I'm going to start with verse number 14. You don't have to go here, but just let me read it for you. You know what I'm talking about? It's in Romans, chapter number 7. I'm starting at verse 14. This is Paul that wrote this. Yeah, and it's talking about us. Letting us know, yeah, we have to get that burden off. We be taking the burden off of us, putting the burden on ourselves that God take off of us. Don't put the yoke back around your neck like a Nimrod. Sick burn. Yes, sir. Yeah, for real. Let's go. It says, for we know that the law is spiritual. Everything that God says is spiritual. Now, everything that man's saying and passing those laws, especially when they're going against God's laws, that is wrong. God's laws don't change. And he's not changing just because man don't want to line up and live up to his standards. Okay? But for those of us that's walking with Christ, let's keep on walking with Christ. Now, it says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. I'm carnal. You carnal. Yeah, he carnal, she carnal. Your mama and daddy carnal. Mm-hmm. Human, every human. Yeah, your grandma, granddaddy, yo. Mm-hmm. We all. Seven. Bizzle. We carnal, right? Until we're born again. Let's go. So I am carnal, soul under sin. We need a redeemer. Yeah, everybody. We need a redeemer, right? For that which I do, I allow not. The things that I'm doing, I'm not allowing that to happen. The things that I'm doing, I'm not allowing that to happen, right? For what I want to do or what I want to do, that I do not. I don't find myself doing what I want to do ever since I came across this law, because it's been a struggle, because I used to be sinning and I have a back turn on God or what have you. Wasn't stunning like that, but now it's a struggle. I wasn't confessing up or nothing. I just messed it up. But now when I mess up, I confess up. That's how you know you're on the right path. So keep on confessing up. I'm carnal. I'm so under sin. This is in the Bible written before any of us was born. Anybody who I just mentioned? Anybody who's listening to this? This is before we was even born. This is written. So we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, so under sin. That's how you know the Bible is not against you, but it is for you. It opens your heart up, make you be transparent and authentic, right? For that which I do, I allow not. For what I want to do, that I do not. But what I hate, that I find myself doing. I'm doing what I hate. Why? What is going on in me? Let's read. The next verse says, if then I do that which I won't not, or if I do that which I would not, if I do that which I don't want to do, right, I consent unto the law that it is good. The law is good. Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. The law is good, but it ain't good enough, and God knew that because he already had the Redeemer in mind, right? The Redeemer, because it was something that the law could not do, that God did through the Redeemer, Jesus, right? All right. You're teaching good, Holy Ghost. All right. If I then do that which I don't want to do, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it. That's what's going on in me. It's no more I, because I don't want to do it. I want to please God. Does everyone want to please God? blow us high. You see what I'm saying? Bizzle, want to please God, falling down, but still want to please God. Oasis over here, want to please God, falling though, right? Now, then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. Uh-oh. It's sin. You got a sinful nature. That's the flesh. The flesh. Look at them passing laws that go against God's law. That's flesh. That's how dangerous flesh is. And Satan knows that, and he caters to the flesh. Guess who else knows it? God knows all about the flesh and the sinful nature as well. That's why he rebirths us and sends all the help that we need with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and everything. Tell us we can come to the throne boldly. We got Romans chapter number 7 to read and remind us that Paul was going through the same thing too. Then Proverbs let us know back then, a just person falls 7 times, but it get back up. But the wicked gonna fall and keep falling into mischief. That's all. That's okay. So we back over here in Romans chapter 7. I ain't even, we going somewhere. Hallelujah. Your will be done, Father. So it's no longer me that's doing it. That's why you don't beat yourself down. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, are you in Christ Jesus? Are you in Christ Jesus? That's the difference. There's no condemnation to those that's in Christ Jesus. That's in that next chapter in Romans chapter 8. Right now we're in Romans chapter 7. All right? Verse number, we just found out. Verse, what is it? 17. This is why we keep messing up right here. Because it's no longer us that's doing it, but it's the sin. All have sinned and fall short, right? Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me that's doing it. That sinful nature, you know, kind of like some old habits, but it's worse than habits because it's a nature that's always with you. That's why you have to constantly kill it, die to the flesh daily is what the Bible says. Because the flesh is always with you, and you wake up, and I'm talking about everything that's out here in the world caters to the flesh. I'm talking about caters, lay the red carpet out to it, man. I'm talking about lay the red carpet. This is good. So it's no longer me, but it's the sin that dwells in me. So Jesus know how to not condemn me, but condemn the sin, because that's what he came to do. Condemn the sin, not the sinner. So why you hate Jesus, sinners? Yeah, because some of us, we love Jesus, okay? And, it's, you know, he rebirthed us. We were sons of God. When we fall, it don't make us, you know, sinners, okay? It reminds us we need our Redeemer, though. And therefore, don't you? Yeah, we got to know that, you know, Paul said, man, I'm trying to you ask you to remove this, but you left the thorn here, and that's what God be doing. Yeah, to buffet us, to keep us humble so we won't get beside ourselves and thinking we higher than we ought to be thinking. This is not arrogance over here. This is being humble. Okay? We in Romans chapter 7. Yeah, we done flipped the order of the broadcast, but it's still in good order with God. It's ordained by God. Yeah, thank you for allowing me to be transparent and authentic. Okay? Romans chapter 7. Verse 18 says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh. All of us got the flesh nature. People be trying to forget some of these no good Christians. Okay, let me go. I'm going to keep it real, though. I'm a son of God, because I'm going to call it out, rebuke you and everything. That's the way we came up. You see what I'm saying? They came up in a real church. They wasn't afraid to rebuke Satan. And nobody was acting like Satan either. Because it was some of them in the name of Jesus. There's a lot of hypocrites, and I see that now. All right, for I know that in me, though, I know that in me, there is that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. I know it ain't no good thing in my flesh. I know that. I know none of my good works don't qualify me with God. I know that. I grew the big beard and everything, man. I was following them. It's more than 10 commandments. I was following them Levitical commandments in Leviticus, bro. I was on them. I've been near that, man. You see what I'm saying? But I know that it's in me because God said, all your righteousness is like filthy rags. Son, he said that to me through his word. Your own righteousness is like filthy rags. I'm like, but it's your law. He said, now then after that, he said, you got to receive what my son did for you. You got to receive what Jesus did. For I know that in me that is in my flesh. I know this. In my flesh there's no good thing. It dwells no good thing. For to will or to want to wanting to do right, willing to do right, that's present with me. But how to do it, how to perform that which is good, I find not. That ain't with me. The will to do right, the spirit is willing. That's what Jesus said. But the flesh is weak. Paul talking about it now, too. Yeah, he told that to Peter back then, Jesus. Yeah, talking to us, too. Yeah, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit got the strong will, want to do everything to please God, but the flesh on the outside say, hold on, God, I like pleasure, too. Oh, that's that flesh. Yeah, we all got one. No, no, no. You got a flesh? You got flesh nature? Okay. We don't fight humans, but we do fight, though. Hashtag real war. It's starting off just like this. This is going a whole nother way than I planned, but that's what God, I mean, all my plans are subject to his, so he can flip mine upside down and throw them out, and I'm still going to get on his. You see what I'm saying? All right, Romans chapter 7. Verse 18, very interesting. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. For to will, wanting to do right, wanting to please God, that's present with me. But how to do it, how to perform that, which I want to do, that, okay, how to perform that which is good, I find not. That's missing. What in the world going on? This is all in me. And all in you, too. This is what we go through. See, God know everything about you, man. This ain't about no religion, man. This is about getting to know God, the creator of everything I am, as Father, though. You see what I'm saying? That close, cuz. And cuz it. All right, now, Romans chapter 7, verse 19 says, for the good that I would, the good that I want to do, the good that I'm willing to do, I don't do, or I do not. For the good that I would, I do not. I'm not doing what I want to do, but the evil, evil and good in you. The knowledge of good and evil messed all of us up, okay? But Jesus, who ain't never had no evil in him, fixed all of us up, okay? Because you can't keep blaming the first Adam and Eve, because the second Adam, the last Adam, is a life-giving spirit. Okay, the first Adam was flesh. All this is Bible. All this in the Word, okay? For the good that I want to do, I don't do, but the evil which I don't want to do, that I do. What is going on here? Here we go again, verse 20. It says, now if I do that which I don't want to do, if I do that, I would not, right? It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. There it is again. Verse 20, reminding you. There's sin that dwells in us. Verse 17 reminds you, sin that dwells in you, right? Verse 20, but it's sin that dwells in me. It's not me doing it, because we got to stop condemning ourselves. If we condemn ourselves, that's why we weaken in our power. When you mess up, you better hurry up and confess up, man. I'm telling you, I went through it, and it's, you know, years ago, and God let me know. Even when you mess up, cuz, come up here and holler at me. Don't be over there like Adam and Eve and trying to cover up yourself and all that. But I know everything about you. That's why he asked Adam and Eve as soon as he came in there. Adam, where you at, cuz? He knows something wrong. Where you at, cuz? You ain't where I left you at, man. We was right here cooling, cuz. What you done did, bro? You done ate from that tree of knowledge of good and evil. You done fell, huh? You done messed up, but God say, still confess up, bro. I know everything about you. I know your thoughts would come to your head. Come to me as you are. Come on, man. This ain't no religion. I ain't giving you no rules and regulations. This God, he giving you a relationship through Jesus. Y'all put your faith in God. This is no religion, man. This right here will get rid of Satan. I promise you. Yeah. So, if I do that I don't want to do, it is no more I that do it, but it's sin that dwells in me. Sin's still in here, this sinful nature, right? Verse 21 says, I find in a law that when I want to do good, when I would do good, when I'm willing to do good, it's a law that's here. This is what I find out. When I want to do good, evil is present. Yeah, that's religion. That's what messed you up right there. When you want to do good, evil is present, right? Evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God, though. After the inward man. This is what I delight in the law. I delight in the law of God after the inward man. I'm delighting in the law of God after the inward man. And I know the flesh is perishing, But the inward man is being renewed day by day. So I'm trying to feed this one. I'm delighting the inward man now. But it's the law that when I want to do good, evil is here. It's that flesh, man. But I see another law, in my members, warring against the law of my mind. It's a war. Hashtag real war. I see another law in my members. All these laws popping up now in my members warring. All in my body parts. I see another law in my body parts, my brain, your mind, because that's where it started. And then the rest of your body, right? What they say, free your mind, the rest of the we start right there. I ain't got to call out no other body parts, but you got all of them, right? Most of us, right? Blessed to have, you know, our body parts, right? So my members, that's it, my body parts. Start with the mind. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. So now it's the body going against the law of my mind because my mind, I got it made up to do what God wants me to do. So, yeah, it's a war going on in the inside of each one of us. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the war that going on each side of each one of us that follow Jesus. Okay? Some folks just done overrode their conscience and just straight evil and don't care. Can't even hear Christ. That's wicked. We are wretched. We are the ones that follow Christ, and we understand there's a war going on in us. I see another law in my members, in my body parts. So we can't start with the mind because my mind is already made up to follow Jesus, right? I see another law in my members, though, in my body parts. Mm-hmm. Warring, yeah, we could state the private parts. Adults, there's a lot of fornication and lust going on, man. Okay, now, it's warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity. It's bringing me into captivity, taking me and making me a prisoner to the law of sin, which is in my members. My flesh can't be saved. Mm-hmm. Your spiritual nature, born again, yes, to teach you how to, you know, overcome. Mm-hmm. Because you can start fasting more. Yeah, we can do that. We can all fast some more, right? So verse 24 says, O wretched man, here it is, O wretched man that I am. This is in the Bible, man. Romans chapter 7, verse 4, letting you know he wretched that wrote it. Yeah, O wretched man that I am. He didn't say you was. He letting you know about him. I'm letting you know about me. And then I appreciate 7 and Bizzle and, you know, the relationship they got with God. So I can play the songs, too. So let you know that, we got war in ourselves, flesh and blood. So, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? The body of this death. While you sitting up here catering to your flesh is death. Now, that go for me, too. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? We in the body that's dying, that's decaying. And Jesus is the life. Then the next verse, here it is. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Who's going to deliver me? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Mm-hmm. Who's going to deliver us from this body, from the body of this death? Who shall deliver me? Who shall deliver you from the body of this death that we are in? The next verse in verse 25, Romans chapter 7 says, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He don't leave you hopeless. He'll take you all the way down there and resurrect you. He'll knock you all the way down to death, right, and make you die, and then resurrect you. Because a seed ain't no good unless it go in the ground, right? Get buried, and then get that water, and then get that sun, and then it's a tree, a bush, a tree, and all that. You know, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Tree is no better than you. You in God's hands and you with your faith in God, man, watch what God do with you. Into you and through you. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. That flesh, man, you're not your flesh, though. You got your mind up, made up, that you following Jesus. You've been born again. You gave your life to God. Tenfold. You see what I'm saying? Tenfold. Yeah, tenfold. Do you understand and agree? If so, tenfold. Yeah, if so, say tenfold. Do you understand and agree? If so, say tenfold, man. Woman, children, and teenage rands, because that's what it's about. Yeah. Do you understand and agree? If so, say tenfold. Well, 10-4 for the proper. Okay, anyway. So we've heard it, sometimes even used it. But do we know what it means? Do you know what tenfold means? Tenfold. You heard it said, TV shows. You might have heard somebody else say it over the walkie-talkie or something. You know what I'm talking about? You done heard it, right? You probably done use it, right? Do you know what it means, though? 10-4 means understood and agreed. Yeah, 10-4 means I understand and I agree. Or simply put another way, 10-4 means yes. We are about to go deeper, though. Y'all know we ain't just stopping right there. Yeah, 10-4. We don't fight humans, but we do fight. Hashtag real war. It started off real good. I don't know if this going to be two parts to this. I don't know. We still got a good little ways to go in the broadcast, so let's just go. We about to go to the worship and everything, and we about to pray. But I told you, we just had to put the thing in the front first. We had to flip it. Put the God versus our issues and our problems and our concerns. We had to put that in the forefront of the broadcast. Yeah, if you give God your issue, your problem, your concerns, or your concern, if you give that to God, he going to bring you to victory. Every time. He works it all out for your good. All right? Tenfold means you understand, you agree. So we about to go a little bit deeper. We going deeper with it. Starting with 2 Corinthians 10:4. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 10:4. Yeah, this hashtag real war. We don't fight humans, but we do fight. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. No weapon works against us. Yeah, no weapon works against us. That's to Satan. No weapon works against us. Yeah, we are sons of God. We don't fight humans, but we do fight. Hashtag real war. Above all, take the shield of faith. Keep your faith in God no matter what. Above all, take the shield of faith. Keep your faith in God no matter what. God is always good. God is always right there waiting for you. He'll even meet you when you start coming towards him. Yeah. Come towards him with your faith. Come towards him with your worship. Come towards him with your praise. Come towards him with your submittings. Yeah. Stop doing things your way and do things his way. You can do that. Nobody else can do that for you. He did all he can do through Jesus the Christ for us. So, yeah, 2 Corinthians 10:4, when we get into it, man, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. Over here, you get prayer. We pray. I'm about to do that. Worship, we're about to get into that after I pray. I'm about to get into the worship and praise. Praising and worshiping God in the spirit and in the truth. Yep, no religion over here. We hear what the word says and we do what it says. We have faith and we have works with our faith. Faith and action. Faith without works is dead. This is not dead anything over here. This is the life. So we pray, we worship, praise in the spirit and in the truth. We got them scriptures on deck because that's where we get our faith from. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by God's word. All right? You get our problem solved. Yeah, you'll get your problem solved too by you doing. You got to put your faith and actions together. That's how it works. Okay? When hip hop meets the Christ, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for taking the broadcast another way, but still having it going your way. Mm-hmm. It's truly ordained by you. Thank you, Father, for your throne of grace that we can come to boldly and find grace and help and cleansing, Father, from you, because you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of our sins. So thank you, Father. You know everything about us. Let us continue to be transparent and authentic with you and with everybody else. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, in our lives, have your way. Have your way in this broadcast. Father, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, we know it's 2021, but we know you are in control regardless. You already finished it back then. So, Father, let us live by faith and not by sight. As 2022 kicks in and on, 2023, however long you let us be here, your will be done, your kingdom come, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, we ready. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. We go live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, we go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, teaching Tuesdays. You know, it's straight hip hop and Jesus. All right? Hip hop and Jesus, hip hop in Jesus. And it ain't lame, it ain't whack either. You know what I'm talking about? We're not giving you no Christianity. This is kingdom. It overrides. It got more authority, more pull, and it go harder than all the other. For real, man, I'm a hip hop head. And I'm listening to this, I'm like, boy, and I understand it, because the Holy Ghost in me too. Like, boy, you thought Satan could rap? Please. Where do you hear God? Hip hop. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. So live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we go live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. At 11 a.m. Eastern, this is a Friday, so it's before Saturday. Got stuff to do, man. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, Saturdays live, 11 a.m. Eastern. Just doing topics from the all-knowing one, just like we doing right now. Yeah, tenfold. Where you get that from? Yeah, we say it a lot, tenfold. But I be reading my Bible a lot. So then when I read 2 Corinthians 10:4, I said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we don't fight. That's where I get it from. That's where I got my 10:4 from. I know we said it, but this is where I got the inspiration for the broadcast and the name for the broadcast and 10:4. And when I seen 2 Corinthians 10:4, and I read it, I like, boy, I like that. So I just pulled 10:4 out of there. I was reading. I seen 2 Corinthians 10:4. I was just reading it. I seen what it said. And I just put it right there. Bam. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. So, yeah, we don't fight humans, but we do fight. Hashtag, this is a real war going on. You know what I'm talking about? Keep your faith in God no matter what. All right? So now it's time for us to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. And when we come back from this praise and worship, we getting all up into these scriptures for today, starting with 2 Corinthians 10:4. I done called it out so much that you should have it by now, or should have read it by now. Yeah, I said it proper, 10:4. Yeah, that's right, 10:4. I do it both ways. The proper or the improper, right? Yeah, man. So appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We about to worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. We got to remember who God is. Yeah, we got to start confessing who he is too. Believe it in our heart. Say it out your mouth too. Gotta believe it in your heart first though. So don't say it if it ain't in your heart. Let it get in your heart first. And yeah, worship God in the spirit and in the truth. Gotta remember who he is, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Let's worship. We'll be back to get into this tenfold. Appreciate you coming in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
You are
the glory.
We give you all.
We give you all.
Alpha and Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Kings and Lord of Lords.
Just to be close to you.
Hey.
singing
just to be close to you.
Hey, yeah.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, yeah.
Just to be close to you. Here's my
Yeah. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meet the Christ. One more time. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. And if you just tuned in, yeah, we just finished worshiping and praising God in the spirit and in the truth. You know what I'm talking about? Worship is something we do every day. You can play some worship music every day. You see what I'm saying? I hope you play some every day. All right, but that ain't the only way. You know what I'm talking about? But worship, we live our life unto God that way. That's the kind of worship we do. We live our lives unto God. That's worship. Yeah, that's giving him glory. That's praising him. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, 10-4. Or 10-4, okay? However you want to say it. But 10-4. Yeah. We don't fight humans, but we do fight. Hashtag real war. Mm-hmm. 10-4. And 2 Corinthians 10:4. That's where we get it from. You know what I'm talking about? But 10:4, in a nutshell, means understood and agree. 10:4. Understood and agree. I understand and I agree. 10:4. Well, simply, yes. Yeah, I got it. Yes. You understand what I mean? Yes. You understand? 10:4. I understand and I agree. All right? And we're starting off with 2 Corinthians chapter 10. In verse 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. Before we get there, we're getting there. Remember this. Remember this. When we do record live, you can call in. You can talk as well. We'll get you on live. So, yes, you can call in. You can talk. Okay? Only when we are recording live. We record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we record live on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, all right? And the call-in number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. One more time, 563-999-3702. You can listen that way, or you can speak by pressing 1. After you call that number, push 1. To speak, and it'll let us know. Let me know, and then you can get on here. We get you on live if you got something to say. All right, listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. Yeah, live or from the archives. Appreciate you. Just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at any time, and tune in. Also, give if you want to give. Yeah, cheerful givers, stand up. Cheerful giver, stand up. I know they don't abuse that little thing, but yeah, God still loves cheerful givers. And if you want to give, okay, give and it shall be given unto you. You want God to give to you, give and it shall be given unto you. God is the best giver, and we are to be like our Father. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down. You want that, don't you? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto you, into your bosom. For the same measure you use, it shall be measured back to you. So, cheerful givers, stand up. If you want to give over here, this way you can. We got two ways for you to give. You can give through PayPal, or you can give through Cash App. Okay? Now, I don't charge you to preach the gospel. I pay to preach the gospel. So, this is for cheerful givers and the ones that want to give. Any other kind of way, that's between you and God. But the cheerful givers and the ones that want to give, okay, I'm a giver. And, you know, and I want to give, okay. That's me. So I'm looking for those kind. Yeah, that's the kind that God seeks. He loves cheerful givers. So you give and it shall be given unto you. That's the words of Jesus Christ. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For the same measure you use, it shall be measured back to you. If you grudgingly don't give. Out of necessity, Yeah. God loves a cheerful giver, okay? Become the right kind of giver. But on PayPal, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail. On PayPal. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail. On PayPal, if you want to give that way. When hiphopmeetsthechrist@hotmail.com, all right? On Cash App, if you want to give that way, Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App. Joshua Oasis Grant, okay? On Cash App. Appreciate you, yeah. Shift Forgivers, stand up. All right, we're ready to get into the scriptures because we already done did the next part, which was the, you know, knock them down. Joshua's wall, you know, God versus any issue, any problem, any concern we have as humans, bringing us out victorious. We already did that. Yeah, go back to the beginning if you want to hear that. Okay? Now, we're ready to get into the scriptures, so let's go. Scripture I've been calling out throughout the broadcast, which was 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. We're going to start off right there. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. Let's get it. We got 46 minutes left on the broadcast. I believe we can get everything in that time. So let's go. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." So you mean tell me we got some weapons? Yep, we sure do. They're over there in Ephesians chapter 6, all right? But before we go there, let's go. Let's stay right here. 2 Corinthians, let's finish this up. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Verse 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." They're not carnal. They're not physical. They're not guns, bullets, okay, prison, okay, hard time. That's not our weapons. But they are mighty through God. So we do got some, and they are mighty, and they're through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So that's what they're used for, to pull down strongholds. What's a stronghold? The devil have a stronghold on his world, his influence. So we have to use our weapons that's in God, that's mighty through him. We have to pull down the strongholds of Satan on his world. Okay? Yep. That's what it's for. Now, that was 2 Corinthians 10:4. Now, go back to verse 3, and we're going to read down to verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Yeah, I'm in the body. But I ain't got no business hitting you in your face now. Now, I'm not telling you to be stupid and hit me in my face. Okay. Because I ain't going to say I'm just going to, you know, not hit you back. All right, man, I'm just saying. Being transparent and authentic. I'm still, okay. Now, let's go. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. "For though we walk in the flesh," I'm walking in my flesh, I'm in this body or what have you, "we do not war after the flesh." It's a different way that I fight, though. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." They're not physical. They're not my fist, right? But the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. So if I hit you in your face, okay, that's not helping me pull down no stronghold, right? All right. I got to hit Satan in his face. Mm-hmm. So I got to find out what these weapons are too. Verse 5 tells us something to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 tells us something to do. It says, "Casting down imaginations." Yeah, every thought in your mind ain't a good thought, and it ain't a thought that you got to act on. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing." Your imagination is a high thing, right? So casting down imaginations and every high thing. We got to get the mind of Christ. Yeah. Because some of our mind be full of lust, man. We done walked in that so long and walked in sin so long in our mind, and that's why, you know, God transforms us by the renewing of our mind with his word. We get the mind of Christ before it's over with. You know what I'm talking about? So we got to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It's exalting itself against the knowledge of God or knowing God. Mm-hmm. Knowing God. Cast down everything, every imagination and everything that exalts itself against us knowing God. And bring it into captivity, every thought. It's the first fight right here, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You got to bring them thoughts in here to the obedience of Christ. Look at verse 6 says, and having in a readiness to revenge, revenge all disobedience. Yeah, we fighting against disobedience, right? Our disobedience. So revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. The first thing. First part. Yeah, fighting against this disobedience by being obedient. Yeah, hashtag crush Satan. Crush Satan. This is getting me good already, right? Let's go to the next scripture, which is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 and verse 13. Let's go. Yeah, tenfold. We fighting, but not flesh and blood. We got weapons, but they're not guns and bullets and knives and our fists and whatever else physical. Okay? The war has never been physical. If we would have fought the war spiritually in the first place, I'm talking about every war that had been fought on earth. If we would have fought it spiritually, we wouldn't have been fighting each other. You see what I'm saying? So I thank God for what he is doing now through this generation. Thank you, Father. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse 12. In verse 13, and it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our weapons are not for flesh and blood, but against, here go who we do wrestle. Okay? We just seen the first part, I got the first part of the fight. Revenge disobedience by being obedient. Yeah, revenge disobedience to God by being obedient to God. Now we over here. And knowing that we don't wrestle flesh and blood, but we do wrestle against something. So we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against powers. We wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's four categories of enemies that we wrestle against. We wrestle against principalities and powers. Both of those can be summed up as Satan and demons. Principalities and powers, that's Satan, that's demons, right? And then the rest of these get with the humans, get hooked up with the Satan and demons. When humans get hooked up with the principalities and powers, then you get the rulers of the darkness of this world. With that Satan worship, the Illuminati stuff, Satan worship, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Then you get the spiritual wickedness in high places, the ones that's running the government and working iniquity through the government, passing immoral laws, going against God's laws. That's how that go. The principalities and powers that we wrestle against, that's Satan and demons. The rulers of the darkness of this world, that's Satan worship. The humans start worshiping Satan, that's them. The spiritual wickedness in high places, that's humans right there getting involved with Satan and demons again. And passing immoral laws through the government and against God's laws. That's what immoral laws is. Laws that go against what God said and what God has in place. And believe it or not, man cannot beat and will not outlast God. God is not going to conform and do what man says. And God doesn't want you to conform and do what man says either. Bring Christ to the scene. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah, the love of money up in there, media up in there, media, the love of money up in there. Yeah, government, I already said that, right? Verse 13, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13 says, wherefore take unto you, this is why you take unto you the whole armor of God. This is why you take the whole armor of God unto you, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And this is the evil day we're in right now. Since 2020 kicked in, it really been showing us that it's evil day. But it says that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. You have to take on the whole armor of God. And having done all to stand, the next verse says keep on standing. You see what I'm saying? So, now, this is something else that we got to use every day for us. This is an everyday weapon right here. Go to Psalms chapter 118. Psalms 118 and then verse 24. This is what you have to recognize every day, realize every day. You can say this every day. Start saying this, confessing this every day. Notice every day, Psalms 118, verse 24. This is a weapon before we get into the weapons, because we do have weapons and we know how to, we do have them, and we know that they are spiritual. So we got to find out how to use them, and all that's going to be taken care of during this broadcast. You see what I'm saying? Because we got scriptures to let us know. All right, so tenfold. We're going to Psalms chapter 118, verse 24. Psalms 118, verse 24 says, this is the day which the Lord has made. And God has made every day. You need more proof? Look at Psalms chapter 139 in your own time, though. Psalms 139. Yeah, he made the days for you before you even got here. So Psalms 118, verse 24 says, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't let anything stop you from rejoicing and being glad in every day. In everything, give thanks. God works all things out for our good. If we can really wrap our minds around that and get that into our hearts and believe that and start living according to that, we won't have any stress. Yeah, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We quick to quote that on each other, to each other, but will we quote it and use it the right way on saying? Mm-hmm. And feed your faith with that. So this is the day which the Lord has made. This is just an extra bonus weapon right here. You knowing this, getting this in your heart, getting this in your mind, this is the day which the Lord has made. That's every day. Every day we shall rejoice, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Even the bad days, it's something to rejoice and be glad about, because God working it all out for your good. And even above that, God is with you in your good days, and God is with you in your bad days. Even above that, God is with you in your good days, and God is with you in your bad days. And guess what else? God is working every day out, everything out for your good, your good days and your bad days. God is working them all out for your good. You see what I'm saying? Now, he also says that in the day of prosperity, rejoice, right? But in the day of adversity, consider. It didn't say stop rejoicing. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. When things good, yeah, and you prosper and it's growing and it's thriving, be joyful, yes. But in the day of adversity, consider. It didn't say stop being joyful. It just says consider what? Consider that God also has set the one over against the other. God is the one that orchestrates all the days. This is the day that the Lord has made. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. In the day of adversity, he made that one too. Consider. Yeah, think on God. Consider God also has set the one over against the other to the end that man should find nothing after him, that man will have to depend on God. Man will have to use faith. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm hearing that the breakthrough cases of this vaccine is going up now. The people that's fully vaccinated are now, the percentage of them catching coronavirus is going up now. Wow. Yeah, you need to put your faith in God. Stop listening to these humans that's falling short and that's leaving God out and going to continue to fall short. You know what I'm talking about? Next scripture we go into, yeah, we fight against principalities, against powers, the rules of the darkness of this world, right? Spiritual weakness in high places. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Get your mind focused on the right things. The war starts in your mind. The devil miseducated us through the system, this system, and messed our mind up, got us away from God. Now, I appreciate our, you know, God. I thank God, and I appreciate our grandparents and great-grandparents and parents who, you know, kept us with some kind of faith by keeping us in church or reading the scripture or something to us. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God for that. You know what I'm talking about? But now we got to get our mind focused on the right things. Yeah, get our mind focused on the right things. You ain't going to be over here living out here for Satan for 22 years and then get it all together for God in 1 year. Come on, man. It's a process. The mind is something serious, and that's one of the first things that Satan be attacking is our mind. And one of the ways he attacks every child's mind is through this miseducation system. Yes, miseducation. That's why you have to make sure that your children know and go to school with the mind of Christ if you still want to send them to school. You know what I'm saying? Send them to school with the mind of Christ. Now, I like my children going to school for the social aspect of school, and I like them to, you know, develop their brain to kind of think and to get some kind of business in their mind or something that they want to do, you know, with their lives. I want them to do that, too, so they go to school for that, too, to find out something, some kind of occupation or hopefully what they do in school will lead them to their purpose or what have you that they're here for. You see what I'm saying? But they miseducate us. They did it with us. I already know that as a parent of my children. So that's why I do what my parents did, you know, was made sure that I had faith in God. One of the main scriptures my mom used to tell me in my childhood was, don't be ashamed of Christ. If you be ashamed of Jesus before people, he's going to be ashamed of you before God. And that stuck with me all the way through childhood to adulthood. It's still up in here because I just said it. And I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse 6. Yeah, we got to get our mind focused on the right things. And God actually tells us what to do. You know, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report, whatever things are noble, he got that in here, telling us what to get it on. But let me help you out and go this way with it. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6, reading down to verse 12, it says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Yeah, this is get all the worry out of your life. For real, man. Godliness, you and God being in relationship, you learning what pleases God, godliness, and doing it what pleases God. Okay, with contentment, being grateful for what God has given you. That's contentment, being grateful. Not saying that you won't grow. I'm not saying that you are stagnated and want to stay right here. But godliness, you knowing God and you being content, right? Being grateful and thankful for what God is doing and giving you, right? That's great gain. Because look at verse 7. I told you we got to get our mind right. It says, verse 7 reminds us, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Get our mind right. We ain't brought nothing in this mug. We ain't even bring ourselves in here. Sick burn all of us. Got them. Got all of us. We didn't even bring ourselves in here. Think about it. You ain't never been about yourself. How you selfie all of a sudden? Told you Satan be messing with that flesh, that sinful nature. For we brought nothing into this world. Why you selfish? You ain't even bring yourself into this world. Your mama pushed you and brought you in. And before that, God was covering you while you were in your mother's womb. And that goes for every one of us that has been born. That grew from a baby and on or has been born, period. We brought nothing into this world. Yeah, your mama brought you into the world, pushing you. Your daddy didn't even do that. He planted you. Then your mama pushed you out through this mug, and God the one covered you in your mama's womb. That's why we should be praising God. Another reason. For we brought nothing into this world, but it is certain, and it is certain, I'm sorry, we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Verse 8 reminds us or goes into more of what verse 6 is telling us. It says, and having food and raiment is clothing. So having food and clothes, let us be therewith content. You blessed. If you got food, and you got clothes, you're blessed. Because remember, Jesus was homeless. Yeah, first of all, he left his home in heaven. When he was down here, he said, foxes got holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he was homeless. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothes, let us be content with that. Be content. If you got food, something to eat, and if you got something to put on your body, be content. And if you got God, of course, him first. Yeah, because godliness with contentment is great gain. We in 1 Timothy chapter 6, all right? Let me read verse 8 again. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. We're going down to verse 12. It says, and having food and clothes, or food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich, they that want to be rich, yeah, they that will be rich, they that are using their will to be rich. Y'all see how they gave out them stimulus checks last year? Y'all, some of y'all thought y'all was rich, and then look at what you facing this year. That in, what is it, inflation? Yeah. Oh, no, y'all ain't got to pay it back. Mm-mm. We just going to get it back with this inflation. Yeah. Now what? I told y'all, they giving out these handouts. These mugs let you know, boy, ain't nobody giving you nothing for free except God. And even he wants your soul back. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. But they that will to be rich, they using their wills to be rich, ain't done God. Now, they're not rich to God. They're not rich towards God. But they that will be rich, they that want to be rich, they fall into temptation. The ones that want to be rich, they fall into temptation. Just because you using your will to be rich, just because you want to be rich, I'm talking about with all this stuff that the world produces, that the earth produces, should I say, all this materialistic stuff, and then all the money that the world tell you you need to be rich. But they that will to be rich, first thing they're going to do is fall into temptation. They go for pastors too. They see they can take up that offering. Oh, they're giving. All right then. Okay, because it's about to get them in a minute. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. A snare is a trap. So they fall into a temptation. They trap themselves, right? And a snare. And into many foolish. It don't just stop there. It's many foolish and hurtful lusts coming after that. Yeah, if just because you want to be rich, you willing, using your will to be rich for yourself, but not rich toward God. But they that will be rich fall into temptation, number one, and a trap or a snare, number two, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men. It's going to end up drowning you because you want to be rich. Drown you in destruction and perdition if that's what you want to do. You want to be rich? Mm-hmm. Fall into temptation, gonna take your riches, gonna trap you, mm-hmm. Trap you up. Many foolish and hurtful lusts coming after that, and then it's gonna eventually drown you, men, into destruction, in destruction and perdition. Destruction and no hope. Perdition. No hope for you. Verse 10 says, for the love of money. It's not money itself. Yeah. For the love of money. You loving money more than God? You love, oh, you don't love money more than God? You call money the Almighty, or you call God the Almighty? Because he ain't going to be Almighty in your life and the dollar be Almighty in your life. For the love of money, that's the problem, is the root of all evil. That's what's going on. People loving money more than they love people. They love money. They really mess up because they loving money more than they love God. Yeah, I deal with God later, but I got to get this money right now because I can see this. For the love of money is the root of all evil, though. Yeah. How long you been in knowing God? That evil just growing right now. It's going to eventually drown. Okay, all right. We just read the verse in verse 9. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted, they lusted, they chased after it too. Coveted after. They have erred from the faith. That's where the preachers go wrong at. Mm-hmm. The love of money, too. It'll get all humans. That's why humans need Jesus. Mm-hmm. The root of all evil, the love of it. which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. That made some of them leave the faith and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. That's what churches are going through now. All these mega churches were closed during the most critical time in the world for us since we've been living, you know, those of us that live now in this generation. Mm-hmm. They got on that prosperity and got them build churches and all this stuff, and then people started praising them. I seen them videos when they, you know, buddy preaching, and then the folk walking up there and throw money on the counter, on the steps. I'm like, bro, come on, man. We do that at God's feet. We put my crown down at God's feet, but that's a man right there. You know what I'm saying? Especially after you done gave the offering. When y'all started that? That's some new stuff, too. But that wasn't going on when I was young and coming up. That's some new stuff. Walking up there, putting money down while the preacher preaching. What? That could distract him, then he going to get in his emotions. See, you need the Holy Spirit. He already took up offering. Why y'all giving that? Okay. And he already rich. Who y'all giving to? Like, okay. All right. The love of money is the root of all evil, which some coveted after. And they have erred from the faith. That's why the church was closed, because they was fearful. They were scared. They wasn't using faith. And pierced themselves through with many sorrows. They over there sorry now. Pierced themselves through because they opening up their churches and making them vaccination spots. And the people that's fully vaccinated, the cases are going up, or the breakthrough cases now of those people catching coronavirus. But you need the whole armor of God. Verse 11. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 says, "But you, O man of God, you, O human of God, flee these things." Yeah, leave that love of money. Don't be loving money. I know they catering to it, but flee. Run from loving money. It mess you up. Run from wanting to be rich. It'll mess you up. You're going to get temptation, fall into temptation, then a trap, and then many foolish and hurtful lusts going to drown you in destruction and perdition. Then love of money, that's the root of all evil right there. Cause people to go away from the faith because they start chasing after that money. But you, O human, whosoever is listening, whosoever will, O human, O man of God, woman of God, children of God, sons of God, flee these things. Don't just flee those, but it says flee these things and follow after righteousness. Follow after what? Righteousness, that's one thing. Follow after godliness, that's two. Follow after faith, that's three. Follow after love, that's four. Follow after patience, that's five. Follow after meekness, that's six. See, hear what he is saying and do it. Don't do what they're doing, but here, do this instead. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. And if you don't know what any of those is, find out, because you're in the information age where all you got to do is Google something, and it tells you, and it leads you. And then it got Google definitions. If you look up godliness, it'll tell you the Google definition or the Bible definition, which one you want. You ain't got no excuse. This is what you follow after. Yeah, this is action, faith, and works. Follow after. Do this. Go after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. The next verse, verse 12, says, fight the good fight of faith. Yeah, we don't fight humans, but we do fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Yeah, we got to fight the good fight of faith. We got to fight, yeah, principalities and power. That's Satan and demons, principalities and powers. We got to fight these rulers of the darkness of this world. That's when humans line up with Satan and demons. That's when the humans, the rulers of the darkness of this world and the spiritual wickedness in high places, that's when the humans line up and start signing up with the principalities and powers and working Satan's will instead of God's will. Yeah, we own it. Doggone it. Mm-hmm. We own it, man. Now we know who to fight. Now we know it. We learning how to fight. Get our mind on the right things. Start doing this. In verse 11, 2 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, let me read it again. You, O human of God, you flee these things and follow these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are also called. and have professed a good profession. You're called to eternal life, and you done came out your mouth. You convinced that you go into heaven, you got eternal life. So whereunto you are called and have professed a good confession before many witnesses, fight the good fight of faith and stay there. Keep fighting. Above all, take the shield of faith. Keep your faith in God through it all. We got weapons. We got weapons. Don't worry. We're about to get to them in a few. 1 Corinthians, though, chapter 2, verse 16. We going there. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, 16. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, tenfold. Mm-hmm. Tenfold. We don't fight humans, but we do fight. Hashtag, this a real war going on. All right? So, and please go back and listen to the whole broadcast. This will help you out. I had to start off the broadcast being transparent and authentic. You know what I'm talking about? Before humans and before God. So that's how you do it, so your preaching won't be perverted. You'd rather be transparent and authentic, so when you come before God and before humans, this is to the people that's handling the gospel and want to preach. Yeah, be transparent and authentic with God and people, and you won't be perverted with your worship. Okay? All right. Now, where we going? Where I say go? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians this time. Chapter 2. One verse from over here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Corinthians with the one in front of it. So 1 Corinthians, go to the second chapter of 1 Corinthians. And then let's read verse 16. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him?" Yeah, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? I know some of y'all run to Google. You better watch it, because I hope you ain't running to Google and the internet search more than you're running to the all-knowing. The all-knowing, when God is all-knowing. Yeah, ask Google. Ask Siri them and Alexa, do they know Jesus, and see what they say. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Sure ain't Google. The Holy Spirit does, though. Jesus, he know the mind of the Lord. So for who? So that's no humans. No humans know the mind of the Lord, right? Only Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God himself, right, know the mind of the Lord. So, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Yeah, I don't need the government instructing me when I'm a man following God and he got me in a leadership position handling his word. What I look like looking toward the government for their guidance? The government needs to look towards the people who have faith in God for guidance, because the people who have faith in God, they are not living by sight. They are walking by faith. And by what God is leading them and telling them to do. Yeah, by his spirit. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But, that's nobody. Nobody knows the mind of the Lord that they may instruct God and tell God what to do. And we just like Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We don't bow down or nothing or listen to nobody but Abba Father. Thank you, Jesus. But yes, sir, we ready. Yeah, we getting our mind focused on the right things, because the battle starts in that mind. Satan be shooting them fiery darts to your mind, trying to get you to doubt God. But you got to have that shield of faith over your mind. I know it's the helmet of salvation, but have that shield of faith over your mind, too. You got to keep faith in God. You got to remember what God said. You got to remember God said, hey, you're going to be the head, not the tail. Matter of fact, you are the head, not the tail. You're going to the promised land. Matter of fact, you already in the spot with a land flowing with milk and honey, because, number one, you got to remember this. Through the good days and the bad days, guess what's always constant? Your good days ain't always constant. Your bad days ain't always constant. But guess what's always constant? God. He's with you in the good times. He's with you in the bad times. He's with you when it get rough. He's with you when you get tough. When it get tough, he's with you when he bring you out to victory. Yes, sir, victory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the suffering can't compare to the glory. Know what I'm talking about? Everything God said that's going to happen to you and that he's going to do for you is going to happen and be done. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Father. All right, Philippians chapter 2. Yeah, keep your faith in God now. Don't fall for the tricks of Satan. Do not doubt God. You have to put doubt out. Do what Jesus did. When Jesus said that the girl was sleeping, they started laughing and ridiculing him, and he put all them out, man. I ain't got time for no doubters. Give me the ones that got that mustard seed face. That'll move a whole mountain, bro. That mug's small, but it'll move a mountain. And a physical mountain, too. It'll move that, too. Because God gonna move them mountains for real. Yeah. So he moved the mountain spiritually, and he'll move that physical one. Don't get it twisted. Yeah, you could be cuckoo according to your faith. Walk up to that mug and speak. And God may just shake that thing and move it for you. I'm telling you now, because he was, I'm talking, it was real fire and shaking the earth for real back then when he was talking to folk, man. Just because people don't experience it now, they want to doubt God. Like, bro, I believe everything in this Bible. God's so strong, his voice was so strong that them people didn't even want to hear him. Like, oh, man. All right, Moses, we'll listen to you. Tell him we don't want to hear that. We'll listen to you. Yeah, you're soft behinds, man. Made Moses put a veil on his face. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all soft Christian. Okay, Philippians chapter 2. Let's go. Philippians chapter 2. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, tenfold. Yeah, we get that from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Yeah, tenfold. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Right now, we are going to Philippians, if I can ever find it. Oh, there you go. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Get the mind of Christ. There it is. The helmet of salvation. What you think that is? Thinking like Jesus. Okay. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Get the mind of Christ. You can go on and finish reading those verses if you want to. But right now, I ain't got but 10 minutes on the broadcast. So let me go to my next scripture, because I got a few more to go. We getting there, though. We may go over about 5 minutes. I don't know, though. But let's go to Psalms chapter number 2. Because we do got to get our weapons. Psalms chapter number 2. Verses 1 through 5. Psalms chapter 2. Go where Psalms begins at. Where Psalms begin at. Where it begins at. And go to chapter 2. And it says, verse 1 says, why do the heathen rage? These old heathens out here that's running in the world, why they raging? Why they mad? Why they mad because you chosen to go against their mandate? Because it ain't that we are anti-vax like they want to call us. It's we're anti-mandate, though. You don't tell me what to do. You do not control nor override my free will nor my children's free will. Okay? No, my wife's free will or whoever got husband or whoever, whatever. They connected to you, they don't override your free will or nothing, no one that, you know, God got you attached to or got attached to you. All right, Psalm chapter 2, why do the heathen rage? Why they mad? And the people imagine a vain thing. Yeah, V-A-I-N, vain thing. V-A-I-N, that's in that vaccine. Yeah, that's why they talking about come out now with a third shot and then a fourth shot. And now they saying the cases going up, the breakthrough cases going up from people catching coronavirus that's fully vaccinated. But verse 2, but then they still trying to push the mandate. Anyway, verse 2. Why they raging? Why they mad? Verse 2 says, the kings of the earth, they set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. Not for the Lord. They taking counsel together against the Lord. Who doing that? The kings, the presidents, the rulers, right? The leaders of the nations. Okay? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together, coming together, against the Lord. They actually think they're going to beat God, right? And against his anointed, saying. They actually think they're going to stop you from believing in God, right? We're going to do what Father do. Verse 3, this is what they're saying, though. This is what they're planning. Let us break their bands asunder, trying to separate you from God, trying to separate you from believing in God. They start during, kindergarten. Through 12th grade, yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting you on, focus on all these books and vain knowledge and miseducation, taking you away from faith. Let us break their bands asunder. They done took the Bibles out of school, took prayer out of school, right, by the time we came up, and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4 says, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh at them, though. We're going to do just like Abba Father. If he laughing, I'm laughing too. If Jesus sleep during the storm, I'm going to crawl up there and learn how to sleep like Jesus. I ain't going to do like the disciples. Yeah, we call to be like Christ. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. So if we're supposed to do more than Jesus, then we definitely got to do more than the disciples that were following Jesus back then, right? Greater works shall you do than these, what he was doing, and the disciples. Okay, we're going to do even greater works. And then they started doing it in Acts, actions of God through the apostles. All right, let's go. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. He laughing now. The Lord shall have them in derision. Derision is ridiculous thinking. He going to hold them right there in ridiculous thinking, right? They think they can beat the coronavirus for real. He going to hold them right there in ridiculous thinking. Then verse 5 says, then shall he speak. Then he shall speak unto them in his wrath. Now, you really going to get it, because pestilence first, then the famine second, right? That's what's going on now. Pestilence came last year. Pestilence still here. Then the pestilence messed up and brought the famine here. They inflating stuff, and then they running out of stuff, and they can't. I'm talking, they even running out of employees. Yeah, famine right now, and then the sword is next. Read Ezekiel if you want to know where we really at. Start reading Ezekiel. Read the whole book too. You want to know what's going on now in 2021, in 2020, in 2022? You read Ezekiel. All right. Now, so he going to speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Okay. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8. Let's go. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8. I'm trying to beat this clock. Well, at least beat it down real good. You know what I'm talking about? I got 6 minutes left. Got a few spots to go to. Now, we getting that though. I might be able to beat it. Matthew chapter number 4. Let's go. Starting at verse 8. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. 10-4 is the name of this broadcast. 10-4 means I understand. I agree. 10-4. Alright? We don't fight humans, but we do fight. If you understand and agree with that, say 10-4. 10-4. Alright, Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 says, again the devil taking him being Jesus. Again, the devil taking Jesus up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Now, remember Satan appearing to the sight just like he made the tree look good to Eve. Because it says when she saw that the tree was good and to make good for fruit and make one knowledgeable or to make one wise, you know what I'm saying? So he appealing to Jesus right here with the sight again. Now, again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said unto Jesus, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Yeah, no, that ain't have somebody say, nope, we do just like Jesus. Nope, no. Fall down and worship you? What? Then saith Jesus unto him, get you hence, Satan, or get out of my face, Satan. Get under my feet, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. You shall not worship a religion. You shall not worship a leader, a man, a preacher, a woman, a preacher, or none of that. You shall not worship money, but you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Look at the next verse. When you do like Jesus, and when you let the Christ come up through you, then look at the next verse. Verse 11 says, then the devil leaves him. The devil left him. The devil will leave you. And behold, angels will come and minister unto you. Angels came and ministered to him. The devil left, and then angels started hanging around. The demon's gone. Now angels around you. Mm-hmm. When you come to handle me, there's another hand on me. Yeah, when you try to handle me, there's another hand on me. Now, here go our weapons, and you can find them for yourself in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18, so you'll know where they go at on you, okay? But I'm just going to call out the weapons to you. Yeah, you got to put them in the right place. Truth, that's a weapon. Truth, that is a weapon for you. Truth is a weapon for you. Righteousness, that's another weapon. Breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, all right, peace, shoes of peace, I'm giving it away, put your shoes of peace on, belt of truth, or suspenders of truth, okay, hold your uniform up. All right, the belt of truth, the suspenders, what have you, both. The breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, all this, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 through 18. These are your weapons, truth, righteousness, peace, shield of faith, always believe in God. Above all, take the shield of faith, man. Even if you forget truth, righteousness, and all that, above all, take the shield of faith, and that'll get you to the truth, the righteousness, and peace, okay? And the salvation, the mind of Christ, that's another weapon, another weapon for us. So that's truth, righteousness, peace, shield of faith, salvation, that's the mind of Christ. The sixth part is the word of God. That's your sword. Stay sharp with that and chop Satan up with that. The sword, you see what Jesus did? Get out my face, cuz. And before that, he always told Satan, it is written. He was using the sword of the spirit on Satan. All right? And then the next one is always pray. Pray without ceasing. Okay? So those are your weapons that you use against Satan and demons and against the Satan worship and against the workers of iniquity and the rulers of the darkness of the world. Truth, righteousness, peace, shield of faith, salvation, the word of God, and prayer. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Now go to Psalms chapter 18, and I'm about to cut off live. I told you I'm probably going to go over about 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying, but that's okay. It's not going to be longer than 10 unless I'm playing some music. Go to Psalms 18, but let me give you your homework. Psalms chapter 27 is your homework. We're going to Psalms 18 right now, but the broadcast will cut off in a few. But your homework assignment will be Psalms chapter 27. Read that whole thing before Monday. Okay? Don't forget. Don't put it off. Read some of it today, some of it tomorrow, some of it Sunday. Or read it today, read it tomorrow, and read it Sunday. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, we going off live, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. All right, so we're going to continue over in this overtime, though. Psalms chapter number 18. Yeah, we don't fight flesh and blood, but we do fight. And I'm talking about, we go at it, bro. I love whooping Satan. I love, you know, letting the Christ in me whoop Satan. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We are more than conquerors. A conqueror done been through it all. And then came out on top. A conqueror was at the bottom getting stomped out and then still came out on top. But then the Lord says we're more than conquerors. The word says we're more than conquerors through Christ, though. Okay? We have to start bringing Jesus to the scene and letting him show up and fight. Psalms chapter 18, go to verse 29. Psalms chapter 18. Verse 29 and verse 30, then we're going to skip down to verse 34. Psalms chapter 18, verse 29 says, for by you I have run through a troop, not by myself, but by God. For by you I have run through a troop. And he talking to God. This verse is talking to God. You can talk to God. By you. You the one that made me this strong, Father. You the one that caused me to hope like this. You the one that rescued me from my mother's womb. You were the one that covered me inside my mother's womb. Yeah. Yeah, that's good old worship right there. And that's just talking to God, letting him know what he done did for you. For by you I have run through a whole troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. That means God done made you unstoppable, cuz. And cuz it, yeah, you're unstoppable. By you I have run through a whole troop. Or them nizzles. And by my God, I have leaped over all them walls. I leaped over a wall. Can't stop this. They thought the wall was going to protect them. Man, please. Verse 30 says, as for God, his way is perfect. As for God, not as for man, but as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. Yep, we sure tried, and he tries with it. So the word of the Lord is tried. Ain't no proof. Where prove it? That's what them 80s be saying, man. It's already proven. The word of the Lord is tried, shawty. Already. And it be trying us, too. Testing our faith and everything. He is a buckler, though, to all those that trust in him. So if we let the word try us, he becomes our buckler or our shield or our protection. We learn to trust in him through the process. He becomes our protection, our shield. Ain't nobody or nothing going to touch you. That's why he could say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm the one that made everything. I'm the one that made the killer and the goldsmith too. no weapon formed against you shall prosper, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have to remind ourselves that. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. And you have to remind Satan that, too. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, says God. We in Psalms chapter 18, go to verse 34. It's going to get real good for us right here. Psalms chapter 18, verse 34, we're going to go out good. It's like them leaves. They be going out good. They be looking all pretty right before they die. We're going to go out good right before we cut off the broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? Them leaves on the trees right now looking real yellow and pretty and red and orange and just going to be brown in a few minutes. Dead as a mug or they falling off. All right? But Psalms chapter number 18, verse 34 says, teaches my hands to war. God teaching my hands to war that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Yeah, we're getting God's strength. A bow of steel is broken by my arms. When that devil's shooting at you with them fiery darts that's made out of steel, I'm talking about they getting broke by your arm too. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. He has given you the shield of his salvation. He has put his stamp of approval on you. You're born again of God. That's salvation. And your right hand has held me up. Who you think been holding you up through it all? And your gentleness has made me great. Your gentleness made me great. You have enlarged my steps under me that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. One more time, I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Get rid of them. Yeah, finish them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't stop till they gone. Yeah, keep fighting. Yeah, don't stop till you become that more than a conqueror. Verse 39 says, for you have girded me with strength unto the battle. He done gave you the strength that you need. Yeah. In the battle, through the battle, to win the battle. You have subdued under me those that rose up against me. Yeah. Those that were surrounded against you, and they defeated. Because God done rose up. He done defeated them. You have subdued under me those that rose up against me. He defeated them for you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 40 says, you have also given me the necks of my enemies. Yeah. What you going to do? You going to choke them, right? Or you going to do the Christian thing? Turn on the cheek. God giving you the necks of your enemy. You going to... Okay. I'm going to choke the stuffing out of them. That's what I'm going to do. You have also given me the necks of my enemies that I might destroy them that hate me. That's why he gave you the neck, so you can destroy them. And we ain't fighting humans. Oh, we already know who we fighting. Satan and demons and the Illuminati, them Satan worshipers, right? Them spirits in them, right? And these mugs that's controlling the government passing immoral laws. That's spiritual wickedness in high places. They passing laws going against God's law. We choke them stuffing out of them. You know what I'm talking about? Keep your faith in God. That's doing a good job. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Don't be calling the Lord, because you're not doing it out of sincerity. Better call your devil. You know what I'm talking about? That's who y'all worshiping. Then did I beat them small as the dust. I beat the stuffing out. I'm talking about beat them small as the dust. Don't have no mercy on your enemies. Yeah, when Jesus said love your enemies, he ain't talking about the spiritual wickedness in high places and the principalities and powers. He talking about humans. Because they didn't understand that these are who working behind the humans. The powers and principalities are working behind them humans. You see what I'm saying? The spiritual wickedness and high places, the rules of the darkness of this world, them humans lining up with them principalities and powers. So you got to bust them principalities and powers up. Hit them first. That'll take care of the rulers of the darkness of this world and the spiritual wickedness in high places, because those are the humans lining up with Satan and demons, the principalities and powers. This has been a good broadcast. We in Psalm chapter 18. Verse 42 says, then I beat them down. And then I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. I beat the, bro, I'm talking about stomp them out, cuz. Y'all seen Don't Be a Menace? They got to fighting in that part. They stomped Buddy out. He was flat at the ground. Yeah, okay, all right. Stomp that mug. Stomp that nigga through the ground. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Psalm chapter 18, verse 46 says, the Lord lives and blessed be my rock. That's right. The Lord lives and blessed be my rock. We're going to praise him. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Exalt him. Yeah, exalt him all the time. That's why we ain't waiting till Christmas. You know what I'm talking about? It's Christmas time for us all the time. You know what I'm talking about? It is God that avenges me, and it is God that avenges you too. All right? We in Psalm chapter 18, verse 47. It is God that avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivered me from my enemies. Yeah. You lifted me up above those that rise up against me. So you lift me up above all those that rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. God delivered you from the violent man. God got this. Don't worry about nothing. God got this. Don't worry about their threats. God got it. Don't worry about their mandate. God got this. He delivered us from the violent man. Get that violent grandpa that's trying to run this country. Everybody, my grandchildren, get this vaccine. It ain't working, granddad. Still, get this vaccine. Get your... Anyway, verse 49 says, therefore, I will give thanks unto you, O Lord. Yeah, we giving thanks unto God. Therefore, I will give thanks unto you, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praise unto your name. I'm going to give thanks unto you, O God, among the heathen. That's why y'all hear me praising when I go on this worldwide broadcast here. When I get on this internet, when I'm talking about battling the press of the air, because it says on air. When we recording live, okay, yeah. I will give thanks unto you, O Lord, among the heathen. I ain't studying that. I'm talking about at the Believers Convention and at the public mall. I'm going to give thanks to God among the heathen, and I'm going to sing praise unto his name. Some of y'all ashamed of him, but I ain't. Get like me. Learn not to be ashamed. Remember that scripture that my mama told me. If you be ashamed of Jesus before men, he's going to be ashamed of you before God. All right, then. Verse 50 says, this is Psalms 18, verse 50. I'm moving along. Great deliverance he gives to his king. Great deliverance he gives to his king. Jesus is king. You're following him. You're a part of the royal family. Great deliverance he's given to you too. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed. See, he's showing you mercy to David and to his seed forevermore. David was a human after God's own heart. That's what we are too. You know what I'm talking about? I thought I was going to be finished in 5 minutes. Well, I already gave you your homework, so yeah, let me go ahead and be finished. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 68. So I gave you your homework, which is Psalms chapter number 27. Now, I'm not going to even get into that. That's just your homework. I had a few verses I was going to highlight for you, but because of time, I'm going to go ahead and give you Luke chapter 1, verse 68, verses 68 through 75, and then I'm out. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Luke chapter 1. I told you, we getting up out of here praising God, man. Matthew, Mark, Luke. We going up out of here on a high note, bruh. Just like them leaves. You think the leaves going to out-beautify us? Yeah, we know it's the end of the world, the end of this age and stuff. We know we at the end, man. So we got to get more faith in God, become beautiful just like them leaves that be turning all them colors before they die. We're going to get more beautiful and give God more good praise before we get off this earth. Luke chapter number 1, and before we get off this broadcast too. Luke chapter 1, verse 68 says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us. He really on that salvation. I said that about 4 times. Yeah, that's that born-again process. That's God putting his hand on you, his stamp of approval on you, rebirthing you, putting new faith, new heart, new spirit. You know what I'm talking about? New clothing on you, spiritual robes, righteousness, and all that. Isaiah 61. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So, and he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. One more time, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. He's doing this. He's remembering his holy covenant. Yeah, he's performing the mercy of the promises that he made to the ones that were here before us that had faith in him. Verse 73 says, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, going way back to Abraham. So that's past your grandma, great-grandma, and all of them. And great-great-grandma, great-great, okay, Abraham. Now what? Way on back there. The oath which he swore to Abraham, you get the benefit of that. The oath which he swore to our father Abraham. Remember, Abraham believed God. God counted that as righteousness. Abraham didn't ever doubt God, even when it took to the point where he had to put his sacrifice, you know, he was going to sacrifice his son because he didn't see a sacrifice, but he knew God was would provide. Even until that last minute when he had that sword up, I know he still was believing. He still believed. That's why God said, hold on, bro. You believe me like that, God? God said it. Like, what? This man got the sword up and bring it down, and he still believed that I'm going to bring a sacrifice, and I ain't brought nothing yet. Coming down with it. All right, stop, Abraham. Bam, there you go. The lamb crying out. The ram in the bush crying out. Yeah, I'm going to kill my son instead. Yeah, that's a good idea, Abraham. Somebody, a man, believe me like that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that for the whole world. I'm going to kill my son. Sacrifice my son for the whole world. All right? So, it says, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, verse 74, Luke chapter 1, verse 74, that he would grant unto us that we being delivered, already delivered you out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him. Now he delivered you out of the hand of your enemies, not so you could just be walking around here, but he delivered us out of the hand of our enemies so that we might serve him without fear. So that we might do what? Serve him without fear. So we're going to serve him. We're going to serve him without fear, without being afraid, in holiness and righteousness before him. He's always watching. We're living before him all the days of our life. 2020, coronavirus can't do nothing to you. Famine can't do nothing to you. The sword ain't going to do nothing to you. You belong to him. It ain't nothing but the Passover again, baby. When hip-hop meets the Christ, 10-4. Get at you next time. Appreciate you. Tuning in. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Come on.
We all have overcome. What the follow for? Work it. Any type of situation. He
will
work it. I don't have no doubt. God
will
work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it.
Yeah.
Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Yeah. When spring comes for, some kid come out nowhere. Doesn't have respect at all. Somebody going through it somewhere. Wonder what you're gonna do. Wonder if you're gonna make it. Wonder how long it'll take and when you ever get through. Can't see the light of day nowhere. Woo! The enemy try to make you feel like pain on me. But you know like I know that trouble will never last. Yeah. So hold your head up high. God is on your side. And he loves you. And he cares. He's so faithful. Doesn't matter what the problem is. Work it. Any type of situation. Make it. Be. Work it. Seven. He got all power. God. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Come on. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Yeah. Seems like everybody else doing so much better than you. They got it all together. And you just trying to get through you. Don't say no mistake. Not laughing, this is not a joke. Cause I'm telling you, God don't come through. Something soon it might just don't know. The enemy trying to make you surrender to me. Yeah. But you know deep down that you gotta come out of this. Yeah. So hold your head.
Don't even break the law. We taking these biblical poison. We cutting churches off. their minds are misled, walking around in a daze. These people need to be saved. We need some warriors willing to go to battle and pray. No, not tomorrow or today. Soldiers are missing in action because they fade from the way. And that's the truth of the matter, so just face the fact. We need warriors ready to go to battle and take back. And take back, are you willing to take back? Satan, I take that.
I'm on a mission to disassemble satanic congregations of hatred and segregation throughout the entire nation. Raping our generations of children mistaken by certain secret societies that are based on the colors of faces. We ain't backing down, we're taking action now. We're snatching, attacking, and cracking demons across the ground.
We ain't backing down,
we ain't backing down,
we ain't backing down.
Enough. Don't even
pressure
up. We
taking
the devil's voice and we cutting further.
We backing down, we backing down,
we
backing down,
we
backing down.
Hit the devil, get the devil, get him, shawty, hit him. In the name of Jesus Christ is how we deal with him.
Hit the devil, get the devil, get him, shawty, hit him. In the name of Jesus Christ is how we deal with him.
Trouble, waters of the problems of the realm is through. Oh yeah. thank you.
I'm loving it.
Godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ,
every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt